Hi, and a very good Tuesday afternoon to you. I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Jason Goff as we continue on through our afternoon. Another beauty out there, despite it being a touch below average temperature-wise, not much in the way of complaints out there. Believe it or not, yesterday our dew points were only into the low to mid-40s, which is pretty unusual to see in early August. Sometimes we'll have our dew points in the upper 60s and low 70s, so certainly a remarkable change from that. And dew points today are running into the 50s, so still nice and comfortable out there. Temperatures all around the WAMC listening area right now after what was a cool start. We had temperatures into the low 40s in many places outside of the Hudson Valley this morning, but they've recovered nicely. Same mechanism that allows us to cool off so much at night also warms us up rather quickly as we head through the morning, and that is indeed what happened today. Now, just about everybody coming in with temperatures ranging from the upper 60s to the low 70s all across the WAMC listening area. You could tack on about another 5 to some spots as many as 10 degrees for your high temperatures this afternoon. So we'll call it mid and upper 70s for highs again. Not only that, we had a couple of showers this morning that were making their way across Ontario into Quebec and across Lake Ontario as well. Over the I-81 corridor and weakening as they go. The air over us, as I said, with the dew points, very dry. So any showers that had any designs, even across the Adirondacks, a couple of sprinkles at best, and that will about do it. The rain just having too much dry air to overcome, and the dry air, in this case, will win out. However, as we head into the middle and end of the work week, the dry air will not win out as the humidity will be back. We'll talk about that and more here in just a second. But again, for the rest of this afternoon, everything looks great. We'll continue to see those mid and high level clouds from time to time as we roll on through this afternoon and into this evening. So we'll characterize tonight as we'll just call it scattered clouds to mostly cloudy. But again, just kind of those thin clouds around. So you'll see some fuzzy stars from time to time through the overnight. Not only that, we'll pick up a little bit of a southerly component to our wind as our ridge of high pressure will continue to slide its way offshore. So that will promote more of a southerly flow, and that will also then advect a little bit more moisture into the equation. But it will take a bit of time to do that. As we head into the day here tomorrow, we'll start off with some sunshine. We'll continue to see humidity slowly climbing up through the afternoon, but it'll really get going as we head deeper into the day tomorrow. Most of tomorrow will stay dry. The only exception is our friends that are a little bit farther out the Mohawk Valley. If you're out towards, say, Utica and Rome, some scattered showers around potentially in the afternoon, but the bulk of the activity will not get going for most of us until after dark. And when that happens, we'll be looking at the potential for some pretty heavy rain from time to time, a couple of rumbles of thunder late tomorrow night into the first part of the day here on Thursday as some warm air makes its way in the mid-levels of the atmosphere. And essentially what that will mean for us is a bit of an unsettled end of the work week. The rain will move out on Thursday in the morning. Then we'll have a cold front that looks to punch through a little bit later in the day. Now, the atmosphere will be somewhat, like to say, sometimes worked over, if you will, with all the heavier rain that we had, that we will have earlier in the day. But there still will be some scattered showers and potentially a couple of storms around with the frontal passage later in the day here on your Friday. Then the potential fly in the ointment for the forecast as we get into the day on Friday. Some of the models are hinting at an area of low pressure sort of riding along that cold front that will come through. So that, at least as of right now, has me keeping some scattered showers. Some of those a bit on the heavy side in the forecast on your Friday. But the good news with that is it's not going to hang out and spoil our weekend. Those rains will move out. Some clouds left over on Saturday in the morning, but then as some drier air starts to filter its way on in, we will see a return to some sunshine as we head through our Saturday late morning into the afternoon. Temperatures on Saturday, by the way, will be into the upper 70s and low 80s, but we're still kind of in this little, we call a troughy pattern. The weather pattern really across the country has not changed a whole heck of a lot. If you look at Texas, big upper level high pressure that has just been sitting literally like a pressure cooker over the south central plains, and that is what's kept them awfully hot down there. That has not budged, and really our pattern here of being sort of in and out of these little troughy signatures not changing much either. So after we get rid of that rain Friday and the clouds early Saturday, we'll start to bring in a little bit of cooler and drier air again as we head into especially the second half of the weekend. So Saturday's again highs into the upper 70s and low 80s, low to mid 70s on Sunday as it looks now, but with lots of sunshine. And then we'll see what happens as we head into next week. The potential is there perhaps for some more rain along about this time next week, but we'll worry about that as the time gets a little bit closer. In the meantime, believe it or not, we could use the rain. Certainly the reservoirs are nice and full, but the ground is pretty dry, and so it could, all the flowers and grass and everything could use a pretty good shot of rain, and we'll at least have one or two shots of rain before the work week is out. That's it for now. I hope you have a great afternoon, and I'll check in with you tomorrow morning. I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Jason Goff.